bottle, and I've been, well, looking forward to the next interview today. We're going to be chatting with Ayanda Duma, who's the environmental manager at Simbiti Eco Estate. And with her, that'll be Jody Chetty, joins us yet again for a conversation around, of course, today we're talking about the biodiversity that is, and biodiversity that is very much part of life in Simbiti. Welcome to you both. Lovely to have you on the morning show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, that deep voice, Ayanda, sounds very serious this morning. Hey, wow, lovely. What does the International Day for Biological Diversity mean in your... because you're kind of a very important person.
Hey? Yeah, I'm assured.
A VIP of note. Well, it's nice to have you. What does it mean for you, professionally and personally?
So personally, Biological Diversity Day for me is all about sustainability of our natural environment, taking care of our flora and our fauna for future generations. And I am very lucky to be doing that professionally, to be ensuring that we are sustainable as a community, so that the future generations are able to see what nature is about and to learn and from us and look after the environment.
Where did it begin for you? Are you, you're a horticulturist?
Yes, I am.
You must be very happy to hear South Africa has taken gold at the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yes,
but that's not, of course, your thing, because you're into
environments
at the and the natural diversity of the environment, very important to you. But where did it begin? How did you become interested in it?
So, to be honest, when I was growing up, I used to always love soil. I don't know how many times I've said this, but I used to love soil, and I just didn't know where the love for soil came from.
Yeah, it's unusual. Maybe you used to eat it. A lot of kids eat soil.
I used to play with it a lot.
I know Jody used to eat it a lot.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, so I used to play a lot with soil. Fast forward, when I finished matric, I was very good in biology and geography. Got A's for both subjects at higher grade. Back then it was called geography and geography and natural and science, biology basically. So I was very good in that. And then when I finished that, I went to DUT and I did my horticulture. Fast forward, I started working at Mount Sedgecombe Estate too. Fast forward, I'm here now in Simbiti. It's been a good 5 years. This year I'm 5 years at Simbiti and I'm very happy.
Wow.
And yeah, I get to explore more than just horticulture, but the environment itself and nature conservation.
And how do you, I mean, it's an interesting thing. Clearly it's a golfing estate and it's a housing estate, and there's some lovely green belts and there's wonderful water features, which are more than just water features. But, you know, one talks about the eco estate as a kind of a thing, and yet most people say, well, it's not really. I mean, it's like a, it's just like a gated suburb. But more than that?
Yes, far more than that.
How do you, what do you do on the estate to protect and preserve the local fauna and flora?
So, basically, Simbiti has been in the forefront as an eco estate because from inception, the whole ethos of Simbiti was to coexist with nature.
It's just pity about the people, huh?
Yeah.
If we could get rid of the people, that would be fabulous.
Yes, of course. I'm joking. People make things happen.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So Simbiti has from its inception, which is now 21 years ago. So we were always ahead in terms of conservation, in terms of biological diversity.
Yeah, you know what I find fascinating? I hate to interrupt you, but it is fascinating. It used to be a sugarcane field.
Yes.
That was it. And you can't get more of a desert, really, a green desert, than a monoculture like
monoculture, that. Exactly.
And how fast does nature return? It's extraordinary if it's properly managed.
Yeah, it's nature has an ability to bounce back. It is very resistant. But Simbiti, back to the question, Simbiti is not really, it has a golf course. Of course, it has properties. But even our building guidelines, they actually protect the environments in that When residents build, they leave wildlife corridors, which is 6 meters between each property. And when you find a property that's built in Sibiti, you can always see, you just look at it and it looks like a house has just been positioned inside a forested area. And even with our planting pellets, we are 100% indigenous. And if you want to have an exotic plant, it has to be in a pot. So
so you allow exotic plants now?
Yeah,
there was a time when you didn't at Sibiti. It was a strict policy. And I remember some people were very upset about that because I like my roses. And you said, you can't have them at Sibiti.
Don't worry.
Okay. So you.
We're a family estate.
Yeah. So I mean, I was going to ask you how you allow that sort of balance between residents enjoying their homes, because some people like to grow pretty things, because I mean, look, not that natural indigenous flora isn't pretty. There's some gorgeous examples, and of course they're very water wise and they're right for the economy and they the right food things,
yes,
for little creatures,
exactly.
But there's something very special about that perfect dahlia or the lovely rose, some people go like that. Or the petunia, or some of those plants that you can, make into exciting bonsais and topiaries and things like that. So you don't ban that, you just manage it.
We manage it. If you have your plants in pots, it's actually allowed. But we make sure that our plants that are planted both residential and also in our public spaces are 100% indigenous, and they are locally indigenous, meaning they okay. From Utugela to Mgeni, and we also manage our alien invasives, as in we our teams are very good and knowledgeable in terms of what are alien invasives, and we go through a sweep where we remove alien invasives. And in terms of our fauna, we make sure that we manage our carrying capacities, we preserve, and yeah.
That's very important, because sometimes you find on so-called eco-estates, particularly the smaller buck species, are just too populous, too numerous. There are no predators, and they become very stressed, and people don't realize. Bush buck need huge space, really, normally,
yes, yeah.
In the wild to naturally propagate. But so you manage those numbers.
Yeah,
I won't ask you how.
Not really manage.
See, Jody's looking horrified.
Not really manage numbers. But
I'm sure the Fig Tree Restaurant does a venison spread from time to time.
Oh my gosh. No, we don't really manage numbers, but we keep abreast, we keep informed of what is happening in terms of our fauna, and obviously we're an eco estate.
Talking of which, you've got a thing for chameleons, I believe.
Oh yes, that's our education and awareness. We also like I said in the beginning, that it's all about sustainability, making sure that the future generations are able to understand and follow through. So we have a lot of things that we engage with our stakeholders, from the little ones to adults. For kids, we generally do our chameleons and amphibian walks, which we get professionals in the field to come out, and we go into the grasslands in the forest, and we look for these little nunus, and we identify them with our young community. It is very interesting.
I'd love to join you, one of us.
Also there, what's really interesting, what I love about our environmental department, is before property is built, before the site is handed over, they do the chameleon sweep. So they check the site to make sure that there are no chameleons there before machinery and people start coming.
Because the chameleon population has taken a bit of a hammering, yes. Generally speaking, wherever development happens, and the chameleons are a very important part of the environment, and they are curious creatures. I love them.
I love
them. Not everyone is a fan, by the way. It's culturally, some folk don't like them at all. But
we
then
love
the same goes for snakes, and you look after snakes as well,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
They are part of the ecosystem.
Mm.
Yeah.
I believe one talks about these core values, integrity, commitment,
yes,
accountability, respect, excellence. It sounds like boring stuff, but it's important to you.
Yes, it's very important for us in Sibiti. It actually drives every decision that we as a team makes, because it actually makes us to deliver on the strategy.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, thinking about that, what advice would you give to residents or homeowners that want to live more sustainably within an estate like Simbiti?
I could say just be aware and listen to the information out there, and also read things that are aligned with the environment, because sometimes it's not that people don't want to coexist with the environments, it's just that they do not know,
yeah,
and they are not fully aware of the importance of certain species or of the importance of the environment as a whole. And I would also advise just people to speak out about the environment, to share knowledge about the environment, because it is one of the important resources that we have as mankind.
That's wonderful. Looking ahead to the future, what are your hopes for the future of Simbiti's environmental footprint and biodiversity mission? This is what I'm reading on the notes.
Yes.
That means, how does the future look to you as an environmentalist in Simbiti?
Oh, wow. I'm sure it's Jody who said you must ask me that.
I did. No, but I think maybe there we can chat about the fact that Simbiti, you mentioned our values. Overarching the values is a vision and a mission, and the vision is to guarantee the sustainability of Simbiti Eco-Estate.
Ah.
So Lady A has said it already, sustainability basically is defined as making sure what we have now is preserved for future generations. And so whomever steps foot into the beauty that is Simbiti, years to come after us, it's the policies that the people who have preceded Ayanda. We think back, right back to Manny Lando, the original owners of the farm. These people put in place policies that we still use now that have protected our natural areas. And so it's the work that Lady A is doing, and whoever comes after her and everyone who's aligned to Simbiti has a responsibility to make sure we keep this piece of heaven for the generations to come after, so that they can also enjoy what we're enjoying now.
Isn't that wonderful? And if everyone amazing. On the planet adopted that philosophy, we'd be living in a paradise.
Yes.
For sure. Well, it's been fabulous chatting. Ayanda Duma is the environmental manager at Simbiti Eco Estate, and Jody Chetty runs everything.
Yeah, she's the,
hardly. She's the mouth. Hardly.
She's the mouth of
I'm
the
unicorn. That's better.
Yeah, but it's always a pleasure chatting to people that care about, well, important things, and certainly that's
things.
Very much part of the ethos at Simbiti Eco Estate. So thank you for joining me on the morning show. And this will be up as a podcast, folks. So if you've only just joined us and you're kind of thinking, what are they talking about? You'll be able to listen on demand. And that's part of the joy of the way radio works these days. My very special guests, Jody Chetty and Ayanda Duma from Simbiti Eco Estate. And the morning show continues.